Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
And this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today we're talking about the number one characteristic for success. And this is episode 196. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up. It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
The number one characteristic for success. A very big claim that, but it's true, above all other qualities are traits. There is one above all of them. I'm not talking about skill. I'm not talking about intelligence. I'm not talking about bravery. It is the word consistency. Now, I know at the moment when words are bandied around, especially when it comes to self-development, like consistency, it's just a completely meaningless word unless we attribute meaning and unless I kind of explain myself to you. And then I know that you'll be more motivated to instill more consistency in your life. But basically, we're talking about you, me, all of us, keep showing up. If you keep showing up, you will gain maximum experience because it all adds up very quickly. So the single most important quality for success is being consistent. In the past, I've always spoken about my favorite types of fighters that I like to coach, and it's the ones who are the hardest working. It's not the ones who are over-reliant on skill. And the thing about being consistent, if you can answer the question, by the way, can you answer it now in your own mind if you like, can you do something hourly, constantly, consistently, hourly, add up to daily, to weekly, to monthly, to yearly, and for decades? Now, most people can't. If we're being honest, most people can't, and they quit early, especially if you have an over-reliance on motivation. So that's why it comes back to your why is very important, why you're doing what you're doing, and making sure that the goals that you have set in your life are actually true to you. You actually really want them. They weren't given to you by somebody else. You're not doing it to please somebody else. You're not doing it to try to convince somebody else of something else. You're doing it because you really want to. So over and above motivation, when your motivation leaves you, you're not as highly motivated, you're still able to do it hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and for decades. The number one investment strategy, by the way, of the FIRE movement. So there's a lot in the media at the moment about the FIRE movement, which is financial independence, retire early. And it is a movement. It's gaining more momentum. Is that their number one strategy, investment strategy, is basically to set it and forget it in mutual funds. So they consistently contribute to their mutual funds, whether the market is up or down. So it's consistency. They reckon that's the best way to beat the market, or to beat even hedge fund managers. It's if you're just consistent, whether it's a bull or bear market, and you consistently contribute, that's the way to the success and the way to financial independence. So that's one example of consistency, a strong example in the investing world. I'm sure you've heard the expression before that it takes 10,000 hours to be an expert at something. So if you're going to do something for 10,000 hours, I mean, you're definitely going to have to be very, very consistent. Where a lot of people go wrong with their projects, with their side businesses or their side hustles, or even their full-time businesses or the full-time jobs, especially I see it in blogging, in podcasting, in vlogging, in social media branding, is that they're not consistent. They don't treat it like a consistent job. So you can't randomly put out stuff and expect to put out content. Same if you're a writer, you can't just write one page of script or a book every few weeks. It has to be a consistent process. So everyone that's successful at anything has shown consistency. If you remove skill and you remove intelligence and you remove money, so you level out the playing field. It sounds nice. It sounds idealistic that we're not over-reliant on skill because there's more people skilled than us. We're not over-reliant on intelligence because there's more people that are intelligent than us. We're not over-reliant on money because there's plenty of people that are wealthier than you. So if everything was even, it was a level playing field, it would be the most consistent person who would win. So that should give you a bit of confidence, give you a bit of hope that if all else fails on the skill, intelligence or money side of things, if you just get stuck in, a lot of people, the majority of people, can't remain consistent. I'm not the authority on consistency, but any time I have shown consistency in my life, it has brought me success. So for example, one that, you know, I risk sounding like I'm boasting, but I'm not, because there's plenty of hardship to back up the stories. But I have been running a niche business, or what I would call a small niche business, for the past 20 years. So, and we have survived through the recession and thus far through COVID. There was a lot of consistency involved in that. And I guess that's what I was able to rely on above all else. And speaking of podcasts, well, I'm sure you're an avid listener to the Success Sensei, and you know that we come at you consistently 3 times a week, and we're nearly at episode 200. Look, there's a lot more people who are consistent than me and have a daily podcast and are way higher numbers, but it's just an example. Anytime I haven't been consistent, you know, anytime jumping ship or pivoting or changing focus too early, it can cost you momentum and future success. So beware, by the way, this is one that I'm hearing a lot of, that the highly popular expression, and it's a good expression, and it's good in context, and it is, the definition of madness is doing something over and over again and expecting different results. So the definition of madness is doing something over and over again and expecting different results. I'm sure, you've heard that expression over and over again. But it's way too easy to misinterpret it into believing that repetition is a bad thing. So we're not talking about repetition. Repetition is your number one advantage when your competition has run out of steam or simply given up. Long-term success is achieved using long-term and consistent action steps. I hope that's given you a bit of motivation for today and for this week. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.